This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered at 4:44. Austin City Council is scheduled to vote tonight on two resolutions that would help enable the Columbus Crew's move to the Texas City. Kevin Lytle is a sports writer for the Austin American-Statesman. He's been covering the possible Crew move to Austin, and he joins me now by phone. What is the council looking at tonight?
All right. The two resolutions, one is perceived as a pro-soccer resolution where if it's passed, it directs the city manager to analyze the proposal from the owners of the Columbus Crew and begin negotiations on a stadium. The other resolution is perceived by soccer fans, at least, to be, you know, anti-soccer, but you know, that remains to be seen. But it would create a kind of an open bidding process that would require the owners of the Crew, Precourt Sports Ventures, to go up against any developers out there who are interested in this land or anyone else who wants this land for any other reason.
Mm. Some of Austin City Council members had reservations about the move before. One even called it a, quote, massive giveaway. So what is the mood now?
Yeah, well, you've got battle lines drawn, so to speak. There's 11 council members, and four have signed on as co-sponsors to each of these two resolutions. So those four have also bonded with various elements around the city, including a guy who's trying to start a minor league soccer team in Austin next year. He owns a racetrack. But, you know, they're interested in letting everybody have a chance, have a shot at this property, while the Precourt people would argue that when the city told them way back in March that this McCalla Place property should be considered for a soccer stadium, nobody talked about any bidding process back then. But a lot of people do feel it's too big of a giveaway for the city, and that will be a real point of contention tonight.
On that note, Precourt Sports Ventures, the owner of the Crew, also released new schematics for the proposed park at McCalla Place. What do those show?
Yeah, well, they were tweaking it to try to appease some of the people who would rather see this property go towards affordable housing. So they've added a possible affordable housing element to it. Now, I don't know how well it would really stand up, because would you want to be living in an apartment complex right next to a stadium with the noise? I don't know. They've also increased the number of parking places a little bit, from 1,000 to 1,300, but it's still not going to satisfy a lot of people who think the parking situation, you know, isn't good enough in the Precourt proposal.
Columbus and the state of Ohio are suing the team owners. They point to a never-before-used state law that mandates teams give locals a chance to buy a team before it moves. Is that litigation here in Ohio a deterrent at all for Austin City leaders?
Claire, that's a really good question. I'm glad you brought that up, because here in Austin, there's been very, very little talk about the litigation, among the city council debate, even city council members. Now, a couple have brought it up, but recently we're starting to see more lawyers, more input from lawyers, some of whom are warning, you know, the city of Austin that, hey, you know, you better not get too involved in this deal because perhaps you become liable at some point, or just that, does Precourt really have this team to send to Austin, which is, you know, could be another legal question under the Modell law that you're referring to. So the legal stuff, real quickly to make this point, it's, while it hasn't gotten a lot of play among the city council, it is starting to come up now, and you're starting to see there's been some amendments added to these resolutions that would try to protect Austin against, you know, litigation.
I spoke with you a couple months ago. At that point, you felt that it was maybe 60-40, 65-35, the Crew moving to Austin. Where are you at now with that barometer?
Yeah, Claire, I got to say on that one that my percentage meter has moved back and forth constantly, and at one actually recently it had dipped under 50. I was down as low as 435 or 40. I had a private conversation with the mayor just a couple of nights ago, and he told me some things off the record that, you know, I can't really say. But the message he got across to me is that he's pretty optimistic now, which would take me probably back over 50-50, back up to around 60-40. But I still think there's a lot that can happen to change the equation here, and I don't think it's going to all be decided tonight.
Lots of hurdles still to cross.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today, Kevin.
Thank you, Claire.
Kevin Lytle is a sports writer for the Austin American Statesman. Tonight, Austin City Council is scheduled to vote on two resolutions that could help enable the Columbus Crew's move to the Texas City.